Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Ninja Country. Us, BBM, Bumbribrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, 1 million Aussies are suffering PTSD, and it's on the rise. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with our registered psychologist, Peter Hayton, and talk about this space. When you look at it, we're talking about a pandemic in COVID-19. This in itself is a pandemic. Is it not, registered psychologist, Peter Hayton? Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. Great to be with you.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming to the program. So that in itself, we're talking about a pandemic there. If we're talking about 1 million Aussies are suffering from PTSD and it's on the rise.
Yeah, that's right. I think it is an increase. And of course, what we know is that we are experiencing more extreme events in our world these days. Like when you look at, you know, the cyclones and the storms and the floods and everything that come through, you know, there's stuff happening more so in our world, and it causes stress and aggravation for us. And for some people, that you know, can trigger a post-traumatic stress kind of disorder. Mm. Around two-thirds of our Aussie population will experience kind of a significant event that's quite traumatic in their life, and that's quite a lot of us.
So researchers are finding that PTSD is on the rise. What is PTSD, and what are the symptoms to look out for, please, Peter?
Yeah, look, I think PTSD is, there's a broad range of symptoms, and it can be as simple as like pains and aggravations in the body that that somebody might be experiencing, through to, you know, nightmares and flashbacks, you know, avoiding situations, or, you know, just for some people, they're kind of on edge, and the heightened sense of reactivity could all be indicators of PTSD and, you know, a sign that you probably should probably go and get some support.
Sure. And when we're talking PTSD, we're talking about a mental illness, but it affects you physically, does it not?
Yeah, that's right, it can. Certainly the body is very involved with the stress, particularly when we're talking about big trauma stress. You think about it, like if you know, I was chatting to someone earlier today, and you know, they were telling me how in their younger years they'd fallen through a window, and so trauma comes to us through the body. Yes. And often we'll experience that PTSD symptoms even years later, very much through our body. So yeah, it's very much a body kind of a thing that can be part of the symptoms.
Now, how can managing PTSD be dangerous?
Well, I think it can, but of course, you know, we all want to be doing a little bit better with ourselves.
Yes.
I guess, Trevor, what some of us do is we go and do the wrong kind of thing. Like we'll get up, you know, drink a little bit too much alcohol, or we'll, you know, get into some other stuff. What we call maladaptive coping mechanisms, or things that we often do as humans to cope, which don't really help us so much. But we can do some healthy things to help us manage better. Mm. But of course, when you're talking about PTSD, it's pretty serious, and you want to be reaching out and getting some professional support.
So, what advice do you have for Aussies struggling with PTSD?
Look, I think the most important thing is to recognise what's going on, and sometimes it's recognising it with a loved one. We might be at home, and you know, one of our cousins or a brother or somebody. You know, we might notice they're a bit different or a bit off. Mm. You know, to go to them and say, "Hey, you know, I've been noticing you're really aggravated lately. You know, what's going on with that?" You know, just to reach out. Sometimes it's about being aware of it ourselves. Like, you know, you can be driving along and you're like, gee, I'm a lot more tense, or I'm a lot more, you know, worked up than what I used to be. Mm. You know, what's going on with that? You know, recognize those kind of things. You know, chat to someone about it, and then reach out. You know, we've got great GPs in Australia, and they're well trained with this kind of stuff, with mental health and those kind of things. You know, even just going and seeing a doc and saying, hey, doc, I've been experiencing this lately. What can I do about it? And they'll point us in the right direction.
Yeah, fantastic. And we were talking about different tools, like you, the individual. Well, no one knows you better than you. Mm. So if you find that fishing is it, or jogging, or even hiking, hone in on that that activity that soothes your mind and makes you feel good inside. Yes.
Yeah, Trevor, you're so right there. I mean, we're all different and we like to do certain things, and there's nothing better, I reckon, particularly for us Aussies, getting out in nature and, getting out in the water and doing some fishing, going for a bit of a jog around the place. Exercise and those stress aggravations so important. But just getting out in nature and doing something in a natural environment, really, really healthy for us too. So those things, while they sound really simple,
yes,
can be so effective for us.
Fantastic. And when we're talking about making an appointment or to go and see a psychologist as such, sometimes stigma comes with that. But if you broke your arm, you go and see a doctor, get plaster, or sprain your feet.
Yeah.
It's a good thing in regarding fixing the mind as well as the broken arm.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, never mind our arm. I put my car in for a service every year or so and look after it sometimes better than myself. So, we look after our houses where we live and, we should look after ourselves a little bit too. We'll probably even, do stuff for our kids before we do for ourselves.
Exactly.
It's kind of like, I've got to look after myself because, if I don't do that, I'm going to be suffering and not be able to be there for others around me. So it's really important.
What sort of came to mind is you're doing stuff for the family and for your brother and for your sister and for your kids, what have you. Sometimes it's good to be selfish, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, I think it's think about like when you get on the plane, they say, put the oxygen mask on yourself first before doing it for the person next to you.
Yeah.
We've got to look after ourselves. And if we're not looking after our emotional health and our psychological kind of standing, well, then we're kind of not going to be in a great place to help others around us. So it makes sense to kind of, watch out and look after ourselves for a little bit.
Yeah, beautiful. Good advice. Where can Australians go to learn more about this space?
Look, what a lot of us do is we'll get online on our phones and stuff like that. And so I think, that's not a bad thing. There's great websites out there, Beyond Blue, the Banyans, where I work. We run treatment programs around the place, Black Dog Institute. And there's a lot of these kind of websites where you can get support and help. But, sometimes it's about just, where's my local GP? I'm going to Google their clinic and give them a call.
Beautiful. There it is. Thank you very much for the yarn, Peter. Listen, all the best to you. Stay warm and we'll yarn soon, my friend.
Lovely. We will do. Thanks, Trev.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. Peter Hayton, his name is, registered psychologist, and we're talking about yucky numbers. 1 million Aussies are suffering PTSD, and it's on the rise. So it's about checking on yourself, you mob, and like Dr. Peter said there, sometimes, best to be selfish in regard to looking after yourself. Do what you can to look after yourself in that space, whether it be fishing, jogging, hiking, what have you. But reach out to a GP, if not a psychologist. And it's a good thing, We service our car, and we service our body. When we're talking about food, service your mind as well, so very important. Have you say yarn up strong, deadly number here's 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bullerin here. Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumblebrit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Two deadly mob, yarn up strong. Yeah, to Delhi Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. And Deadly Murray Radio Station is BBM, Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So yarn up strong, you mob, to Deadly. Going to catch up in Deadly Yarn with our Deadly young brother who's doing some work here with us, like school-based traineeship. He's grade 12. He's at the Brisbane Boys College. But a Yari man, Gunganji man, and that's young Chasten Yateman. My brother, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Trev. How are you?
Brother, I'm good. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
So my name's Chasten Yateman. I am a proud Koonganji man from Yari and extended families from the Kuku Yalinji mob up north.
Up north, to Delhi, my mob. To Delhi, brother. So tell us, grade 12,
yep.
Brisbane Boys College, on school holidays, but in here doing work. How deadly are you?
Yeah, it's pretty good. So I do school-based traineeship down in Brisbane. So yes. BEMA, which is 98.9.
Yes, like, big shout-out, BEMA. Mm-hmm,
big shout-out to them. So it's like BBM, but just down in Brisbane.
Yes, BEMA, yep. So you do some work down there mm-hmm. for those guys. What sort of work do you do down there, brother?
So I do photography for advertisement, and I also do promos.
Promos?
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. And when you go to study, you want to study film, is that right?
Yeah, I'm really good with cameras. So I have my own personal one and I just go around taking photos, filming stuff.
Yes.
And yeah, I'm just looking to get into that.
So if we wave a magic wand, what would Chasten Yateman be doing in, say, like 5 years' time, brother?
If I were waving a magic wand, I would be graduated from university with a degree in film.
Yes.
And I would be making movies.
Making movies.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We say don't act, but would you say act, brother, act, sister?
Yeah.
Too deadly, brother. Thank you very much. Tell us about how you got to doing work here with us for 2 days here at Bumba Bipper Media.
It was a pretty easy process. So my CEO, I should say, back in BEMA, mm-hmm. he knows the CEO.
Jai.
Here. Yep, Jai.
That's right. Big shout out, Jai.
Big
yes.
shout out to Jai.
So virtually what you're about to say is not what you know, but who you know.
Yeah.
And you know Jai.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows Jackie here.
Yep. It's all about connections.
Connections. And so how'd that come about? So Jai got in touch with Jackie, is that right?
Yeah. So I've been with BEMA for a year now, and yes. I've been doing a student-based traineeship. So yes. it's paid work, but it's also to complete my Cert 3 course.
Mm.
So I've completed the course, and now it's just finishing off work hours.
Okay.
And because I'm not in Brisbane on the holidays, I'm back at home. Jai, he got in contact with
Jackie. Yep, yep.
And they organized work for me here. So that's
here I am. Yep. Here I am. Fantastic. And so, like I said, my hat off to you because it's school holidays.
Yeah.
And most kids, black and white, school mm-hmm. holidays, don't talk to me. I'm out there. I'm doing my thing. Got to be looking apart. I got my Air Jordans on, mm-hmm. and I'm out there partying, you know what I mean? And here you are doing work. So my hat off to you, my brother.
Yeah.
And the future for being a film person,
mm-hmm.
that's where you're heading, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. All right. And a big shout out to your beautiful family.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely father, Leon.
Yep.
Okay, know the brother through football, and he knows how to kick a football around.
Yeah, he does.
And big shout out, he's over there at Yarra. He's CEO.
Yeah, he's
at,
the CEO.
Yarra by Council there.
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out, Leon. Do you want my bank details, cuss, to deadly brother? And so how many in the family, brother?
So I am a child of four, so yep. I'm the youngest.
Yes.
I have one older brother and two older sisters.
Two older sisters.
Yep.
Okay. And when you're talking about studies, where do you want to study, Chester?
So I would like to study at Bond University on the Gold Coast because my older sister, she's not the eldest, Eliza, she's studying business. She's getting a degree in
down
that.
Dad Bond.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to study in Bond to be close to sister, but also probably cheap accommodation, yep?
Yes. Free place to stay.
What up, sister? Hook me up. Help a brother out. So that's the focus there, Bond. So have you put out applications yet, or how's that work?
Yeah, I'm currently in the process of applying for a scholarship.
Yes.
So it's paid accommodation, so that's already covered.
Oh, good.
So yeah, it's...
Have they got back to you yet?
No, nah, I'm actually in the process of
writing. In the process of doing, yeah. Okay, right, thank you, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the turnaround on that would be, yes, all successful.
Yeah.
You've got a position here and we've got mm-hmm. accommodation for you.
Yeah.
And all good, brother.
Yeah.
So how long does that course take to be film director?
Is yeah, so I'm wanting to study either film or project management, or I can do a double degree. So
okay.
I can do a degree in project management and also film.
Okay. Yep. So that's both ends of the scales then.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, you know.
Yeah.
And then you can turn that into, well, become a director down the track.
Yeah.
Yeah, brand new day. Look mm-hmm. out, part four. Here it is. Directed by Justin Yateman. Too deadly, brother. Yeah, look, it's a powerful tool because here we talk on radio and talk about our culture and our mob, and we use this vehicle as such.
Yep.
But film is another way of telling our stories
as
black people in this country, our existence and what have you.
Yeah.
And look, it creates an avenue to educate the people of the world, but also of our existence, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how do you feel about that, brother?
Yeah, well, as you were saying, it's a way of communicating. So as a, like saying on the radio, we're communicating through our voices, but through a camera, you're showing experiences.
Yes.
And the places we go to, the people who we are and where we come from.
Exactly. Too deadly, brother, too deadly. All right, so you got, two more terms for grade 12?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, there it is. Grade 12, graduate. So Brisbane Boys College, that's all boys school, of course.
Yeah.
Yep. And any other brothers there at the school?
Yeah, I've got quite a few, actually. So there's, I think, seven of us.
Okay.
So
all grades?
So we've got two boys in year 12. That's me and my brother, man, Mailer.
Mm-hmm. Big shout out.
Yeah, big shout out. He's actually on a uni camp right now down in Townsville for James Cook University.
Yes.
I was meant to go with him, but didn't work out.
No, here you are. Here at Bumma Pippa Media, BBM.
Exactly. I've got another brother, man, my cousin, Tyrese Yateman.
Yes.
He's up in Mossman, I think. Yeah.
Tyrese, yes. Big shout out.
And I got a few boys from Hopevale. So we've got Naz McLean, Zykeem Yoren, and Jack Bambi.
Yep.
And we got a couple more boys, two more from Cape York. So
good.
Up near where Weeper, Arakoon.
Okay. Beautiful. So you sold them out, brother. They all know now we're talking about them here on air, National Talk Black. Justin, beautiful. So you're with us in the next 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the yarn. We're about to catch up very soon with Edmonton Police for our Which Way Yarning segment. So you can check that out and you can help us around the traps here at Bummer Bipper Media. Justin Yateman, too deadly, my brother.
Too easy, man.
Too deadly. All right, well, fantastic. Deadly yarning with that deadly brother, but stay tuned. We've got Edmonton Police coming up very soon with Which Way Yarning, that segment. But this is your daily program, National Talk Black. You too can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, don't act. We know you're not shy, you mob. You can text the brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Too deadly. Stay tuned, you mob. National Talk Black.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Want you the one to say that you
Yeah, Daily Track there. Better Off Alone. It's Alice DJ here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob. Give us a call. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Like I said, if you're shy, not even, you mob, don't act. 045, you can text me, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Now, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, 11 a.m. to 12 noon Queensland time, here in Cairns at your dingy, on your dingy country at BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And the bally one is the host, Trevor Tim Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Big shout out my mob, 1 year Gungalita on dad's side, and mum Dan Leola with me in spirit, mum, Arab, you know. And big shout out to all my pit sailor mob there, up there in the Torres Straits. But look, we're going to get the next segment, Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Piconi, IGA, Brisbane, Edmonton. And they give us a box of fruit here at Bummer Bripper Media. Healthy living, healthy lifestyle, message we deliver. So all your mob there, chew on a banana or a grapefruit rather than Mars bar or picnic, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to catch up with the boys in blue, which are yarning, and that's we've got Steve and Grant, PLO, police liaison officer. He's got a couple of bodyguards, another police liaison officer, that's Tony Barney, and also Chris Moresby, who's acting sergeant. Let's talk about the work that they're doing at the moment. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Trevor.
Start with Brother Tony. Who your mob were you from, brother?
Trevor, good morning. My mob from Torres Strait there. I come from an island called Mabiyog. My tribe's Wagadagam.
Yes.
And,
big shout out to the mob there.
Yes.
Big shout out. Represent. Stephen Grant, who your mob? Where you from?
Yeah, Trev, proud Jindawal Murray from the areas of the Cardwell Ravensow area.
Yes.
Yes.
Wet down that way, eh?
Very, very wet. Mm.
They say Tully, the big gumboot.
Correct.
They should move it to Cardwell, that big gumboot, honestly. And over to brother Chris Moresby, acting sergeant. Chris, very good morning. How are you, brother?
Yeah, morning, Trevor. Yeah,
and
good, thanks.
Who your mob were you from, brother?
So Central Islands, Torres Strait, family name, and also Eastern Islands in the Torres Strait.
Yeah, beautiful.
Family name, yep.
So you got ACT named there in front of the sergeant role there, acting sergeant. So last time we spoke, Brother Chris, you was on water police. We say water rat.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're no longer water rat. What you?
No.
Landlubber there, lizard man.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't call it that, yeah. Okay, no, I'm just over with the cross-cultural liaison unit of the Queensland Police Service at the moment, just acting up there in the role there for a month or so. So
sure.
It's been, yeah, really, really
And what's that department? Eye-opening. What do they? What does that include?
Cross-cultural liaison officer obviously deals with a fair bit of First Nations people, our mob, and also other multicultural ethnic backgrounds people as well, and obviously various groups in the community around Cairns.
Well, we're talking a multicultural community, aren't we? So they come from all over. So you work in that space, help liaise, help keep everybody safe, and help communicate in regarding the rules, laws.
Yeah, more so. The Tony and Steve and them, they do a fair bit of the work on the ground with the community. So they're out from the unit pretty much every day
under the same umbrella.
Yeah. And they're so they're going to these organisations meetings, checking up on a few things and stuff like that. So
you being a senior, you check up on them.
We
they're rolling eyes here.
We all work together.
Yeah, thank you. We're a team effort. Teamwork makes the dream work. So you okay, boys? You're not in trouble. Police liaison officer. Let's go to you, Steve. What works? What's happening? What's happening at the community? Well, we got CRIAF and
we got the
NAIDOC happening.
Obviously, NAIDOC starts as from this Sunday,
yes.
I believe, across Australia.
Yes.
So we're looking forward to that. And obviously, the gathering on Friday down at Fogarty Park.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a great day out on Friday.
Usually have our march here from Munro Martin Park all the way down through to Fogarty Park.
Correct.
And that's a good gathering, isn't it, the NAIDOC celebration?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's coming up also. Obviously, we'd also like to engage with the school holidays are currently present for the next 2 weeks. So a lot of kids currently at a number of locations around the Cairns division.
Sure.
And obviously, there's been a call for service to obviously go out there and talk and walk with them and, fly the flag.
Exactly. Well, we're talking about safety, you know, and like school holidays and, the kids are letting their hair down, so to speak. I don't know what that feels like, but anyway, you know.
What I'm saying is, yeah, they're free from the books, you know what I mean?
That's correct.
Free from studies.
Yes, that's correct.
Some are working. Too Deadly, Chasten, big shout out. You got to party, but party safe.
Correct.
Is the message we're delivering here, eh, boys?
Yes.
Yep.
So, obviously, like I said, engagements with different welfare organisations across the area too.
Mm.
I've just come back from one currently that's happening at Edmonton. There's roughly about between 30 and 40 network groups out there today, held at the PCYC until 3:30 this afternoon. So
yes.
Those listeners out there are welcome to attend.
Sure.
To get some backgrounds or some information on different network groups in the Cairns area.
Yeah. Tony, kids are always looking out for things to do. And so as you just mentioned, Stephen, there is activities happening at PCYC. But whatever we do, we need to do it safe and do it respectfully and control the tempo, the ego, so to speak, in regarding so there's no arguments as such, you know, or people out there, young brothers out there puffing their chests, that sort of stuff. We need to have a peaceful celebration in holidays.
Line, yeah, it's all about enjoying yourself, guys. Yes. The main thing is getting out there. Look, you're from school. Enjoy times with your friends, families. Get out there. Just have fun. But main thing is, like, you know, you got to keep an eye out for what's happening around you, the surroundings. You know, you got a lot of things happening. There's, cars, stolen cars, a lot of assaults happening at the moment in the city, on the buses. Being abused, so that sort of stuff, you know, be mindful. Who you're following, you know, if you're with the wrong crowd, you'll get into trouble, that sort of stuff. And also, because it's holidays, look, if you're going anywhere, lock up your houses, let people know, let your neighbors know that you're out for a couple of days. Just be mindful.
Exactly. And you mentioned a good word there regarding association. There's an old saying that if you lay down with dogs, you wake up with fleas. You know, so you'd be careful who you're hanging out with if, you know, have a little giggle about that, you know, scratching yourself there, Stephen. But what I'm saying is paint that picture, you know, who you're hanging out with, you know. If you're with a group of guys and they're about to, like, to steal a car, and if you get in the car with them, well, you're part of the crime.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That sort of stuff, you know. You're not driving the car, but you're part of the crime. You know? So we just need to stop all youth crime, and we just need to behave respectfully. You know?
Yeah, and I think be the bigger person, I guess. If, you know, you're there, you see something that's going to go down, look, just tell them it's not right. Walk away, get them to follow you. Just, you know, do something that what kids do.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Looking at the multicultural community we talked about earlier, Chris, you mentioned, like, you're working with multicultural section there. We're finding, I like to think that our visitors from overseas, especially who are non-Indigenous, who are Indigenous but not of this country, you know, whether it be Fijian or PNG, whatever, there's a bit of respect there for another man's country.
Yeah, that's right, and that's one of the programs or one of the organisations that we've been liaising with is just in relation to the Pacific Island families coming over for work for fruit picking.
Yes.
So a lot of the there's an organisation in town that our unit's been helping out just in terms of when they get here, have a bit of a police induction with them at the farms. We had one last week up at Lakeland.
Okay. I didn't know this ever went about, so that happens.
So when they first come in, they're mainly from Fiji, Vanuatu, New Caledonia, so that they come in to the country to obviously labour at farms, pick fruit and stuff. So there's a police induction with them when they get here at the farm.
So there'd be communication about them being here in Australia, but where they're operating in a JOB, but understanding this is First Nation country.
Yeah, that's right.
That
sort
of conversation.
They're in a obviously another country, but respect the place that they're at.
Traditional owners.
And the traditional owners of that area is where they work. But also letting them know how the legislation-wise for Queensland is in terms of driving car licenses, that sort of stuff.
Rules and regulations,
DV, So we had that discussion with them.
Good.
Last week we had an event up at one of the farms.
Does this always happen?
Every few months they get a few new workers in, and we try and get in there and talk to them. And it's beneficial for them, obviously, and for the people that the farmers that own the farm.
The farmers that own the farm, exactly.
And also,
you know,
the community that they work around. So that one was up in Lakeland there last week, which was a good result, good turnout. It had positive feedback from the organisation here in Cairns, Australia, that get all these people over to provide labour for farming.
Yeah, that's
for
fantastic.
Farmers. Yeah,
that's
so
beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys, PLOs, do you get involved in that sort of stuff, Steve?
Oh, look, there's some boys from the Solomons are currently that I network through relatives over the weekends.
Yes.
They come down to from Mareeba.
All right.
And they come down here Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Obviously, they...
And so you have communication with them,
yes,
do you?
Yeah, yeah, directly fantastic. To them.
Yep.
They tell us how it's going up there.
Mm.
Obviously, it's a lot of hard work, long days.
Yeah, of course, in the job that they do, work they do, exactly.
Under those situations. But look, they, as far as I know, they're really happy that they're
good.
Back in this country and they respect it as to the best of their ability.
Yeah, fantastic. Tony, you have anything to do with the department?
We help with the TAF because TAF brings in
all
the marine ones, so the ones that are doing all the marine stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a lot of stuff, like a lot of dealings with the TAF. We met with Tony Udall down there last week.
Yes.
Trying to organise, like I was going to bring Chris up and speak about water policing and stuff and search and rescue, because a lot of the marine boys, they do stuff, they're training and stuff. So, you know, yarning about policing here in Queensland, how we do things, and especially giving them advice.
And they're not from here.
Yeah, so when you go out nightlife, like, just be mindful of, you know, being with your crowd, stick together, you know, don't let anyone go astray.
Street ones.
Yeah, look after them, you know.
Mm. And, exactly.
Yeah, so it's been good. And I did TAFE had about 50 of them, so there's Tongans, Fijian, there's a few in that same cohort group at the moment. Yeah,
so. Beautiful. All right, so Deadly Yarn and Senior Sergeant Lies on holidays.
That is correct.
So that's good. So you're the acting Senior Sergeant over there at Edmonton Police.
No, we've got acting.
That's what he told me off air.
Yes,
we do have someone in that role, do we? behave yourself. We say don't act, Steve, don't act. Wannabe. Look, fantastic. Quickly with your journey, Chris, you, these guys, police liaison officer, you're an actual officer. How long have you been an officer with the Queensland Police?
So 2004 I joined up, so what's that, 18 years now with the Queensland Police. Yeah.
Good.
It's the longest I've stayed in one job.
Yeah, but, there you go. Thank you. A long service right
just
there.
Just being honest, yeah.
And did you sign up as an officer? Did you go through the recruitment as such, you know?
Or did you start
as a PLO?
No, we did a back in that 2004, the Queensland Police had a Justice Entry Program, they call it, which is for Indigenous First Nations mob to it's pretty much a justice course that was delivered at the Police Academy in Brisbane.
Yes.
It was actually through the Ipswich Bremer Institute of TAFE, which was, but it was
delivered. Was there many intake at that time?
There was, there was probably about 20. Nicole Rourke, she was with us, another brother there.
Big Jerry, shout out, Nicole.
Jerry Doyle, he's a Jerry sergeant Doyle. Down in Woori there.
Yes.
Trish Pedro
up at TI. Kathy there lower, so PLO, so
all making a career out of it.
Yeah, there's a few, another brother up at Mareeba Traffic, and another, there's a couple of them up there.
That's not,
Clint Arnold.
Yep. Yeah, that's big shout out, Clint Arnold.
Big dog, Joel Nagy up at Atherton GDs.
Yes.
So we're all in that same group in 2004. We did that for 6 months and then... after that 6 months, we went and did the normal police recruit training, which is for everyone, for another
beautiful.
6 months. So.
Yeah. But police liaison officers can go into becoming an officer, can't they?
Yeah. If you choose to go down that path, you can, Trevor. I mean, it's there.
Sure.
For the taking. But it's like to anyone's discretion if you want to do it. Like we chose this job, I think, more community-based.
Mm. You're happy where you're at?
Yeah. You know, you still have that give or take with doing jobs. You
can, sure.
But community-based policing is always one of the best ones for us in the QPS.
Yeah, beautiful.
And have that good bridge and information, you know, back and forth with cultural advice, you know.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, a lot of stuff we deal with, it's all to do with First Nations and here.
Yep.
Having that first, you know, we bring the best to the QPS of what we know from local knowledge.
Yes, exactly. And, Exactly. So, Chris, as an officer, I would just say, in your communication with their non-Indigenous officers, you know, that'd be a good bridge builder regarding cultural awareness, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, it is.
So when you're on the job with a non-Indigenous brother, you can talk about...
So, you know, most people, they don't know the protocols or the in respect to the what's got to be done around certain things.
Yeah.
Generally just to sort of give them a bit of advice there. Mm. And
are they open to the advice as such?
Yeah, generally they ask.
Which is important.
Most of them will ask before they actually do something.
Yeah, good.
Just get a bit of advice. Yeah,
fantastic. All right. Good, brother. Good. So, look, a beautiful yarn. Thank you, my brothers. Just an update on what's happening in the community here in Cairns with the Queensland Police. We did talk about NAIDOC happening and CIAF, Cairns Youth Arts, for school holidays, and all about being safe. But great to see you brothers in here. A big shout out to Nicole. She's a lot prettier than you boys. But anyway, I will say Glenn Delay is a lot prettier than you boys. That's saying something. But big shout out to Edmonton Police and thank them very much. And also Picone, IGA, and likes to give us a box of food here at Bummer Brippin Media, which are yarn and deadly segment. We're running for about 5 to 7 years now, brother. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Big shout out to Cus Robert Hollingsworth, who was PLO, former police officer, but he started this little yarn and it still goes strong, you know.
And who's he with?
Mission Australia now.
That's him.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He was in the Avenue Yarn a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Making coffee.
At the van. That's right, exactly. So big shout out to Cus Rob Hollingsworth. But good yarn, boys. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Trevor.
Trevor.
We'll talk soon. All the best to you. And I'll flick you over my bank details and we'll go from there, boys. Too deadly. All right. Beautiful yarn there with the boys in blue, a deadly segment, which we're yarning, and great to have the boys in blue there communicate with us. And to all our deadly mob out there, look, just be deadly. It is school holidays. Be deadly in all facets, you know. Love and respect your elders. Love and respect your community. Love and respect people's belongings. That's what it's all about, you know. Be good, do good. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day. Ubiri mai ki toku naka, aka ki tu matea mona katoa toa. Zina haerera, aerera. Taku zina garo anai te ane ia. Ua ki te au I te ane koko e te tai. Ubiri mai ki toku naka. Aka kita mate o mona katoa toa Tina haere Airera Ti aroa I te au Mata ora matareka Ki au vai
Ki au vai
Ki au vai te reira E mu tu kare Oh.
Yeah, to Delhi Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Blacks. Come to time with Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I sign off for today, but back in the hot seat again tomorrow. Don't forget, NAIDOC celebrations, you mob, and happy NAIDOC to you all. To the mob here in Cairns, happy KIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. That kicks off, and it's happening on the 6th and 10th of July, and that's happening down at the Convention Centre. They refurbished that place, still doing the refurbishing, and it's all going to be happening down there instead of the Cruise Line Terminal, all happening at the Cairns Convention Centre. Look, it's a fantastic event. So you mob at holidaying, come to Cairns between 6 and 10 July. Check that out. But happy NAIDOC to your mob. We celebrate pretty strong and pretty hard here in Cairns with NAIDOC. So to all your mob, happy NAIDOC. Trendy Trev sign off. Thank you very much. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll be yarning soon, you mob. We've got the news coming up via NIRS, NERS, and a big shout out to all our First Nation radio stations across this deadly country, a deadly black network. To Deadly Mob, thank you for the yarn. Woo!
The punishment hit before God judgment. I present and represent heaven sent out in the black knight. So God, I ain't a coward. I challenge on how I hop, how I scatter crowds. Boom, wow. Your political morale ain't for the grassroots style. People pour in pile. Look at the Sunderland Isle. Overcrowded with Australian unemployed people. Our leaders are the sinful, chiefful, deriving from medieval. It's unbelievable living civil under the liberal. Killer Aboriginal make us invisible. Turn me to the wild pit bull spawn rebel. I battle with the devil and my spirit never settle. I fight in the war where I don't receive metal. Pop the top of the kettle, melt down the heavy metal. Shake the system and rattle up the radical battle. When I travel, I tremble down. Sowing walls to rubble, I'm racing in the rat race. Picking up the pace, paper chase pathway. Find a way to escape, to be free, be me. Naturally the ace, boom, boom, give me boom. I'm resuming the speed, I'm racing in the rat race. Picking up the pace, paper chase pathway. Find a way to escape, be free, be me. Naturally the ace, boom, boom, give me boom. I'm resuming the speed, seriously, I rock the MIC. And my dogs and myself to feed. I need money like charity. I do God's deed. Boss rap style E. I'll be the guillotine, the connect boy, bad jack, intellect. Then we grew up on hip hop, break dance, and graffiti blow up. The BM and the AM for giving for deceiving my people with the preaching of the heathen. My culture kicks ass. Check it out, it's intriguing. I'm digging this indigenous universe. I'm seeing, always seeking and believing. I'll be put here for a reason. Acknowledging the demon and the globalized system. Racism, terrorism, holy wars in Jerusalem. Everyone got a gun. I run to go for protection. I'm the one with the most votes on the election. With deception and lie, that medicine prescription. Fabricated and disguised like materialism. I got vision, intuition about my next situation. With faith and patience, put heads on radio station. Solid representation on the nation. The great presentation. The amazingly blazing protest in the demonstration. Shaking population, making waves of vibration. Raising hella elevation, chasing more stimulation. Praise God for creation. Raising in this rat race. Raising in the rat race. Picking up the pace. Raising in the rat race. Raising way to escape. Be free, be me, be the ace. Boom, boom, let me boom. I don't give no hits. Get lifted myself, yeah. What up, Sean? Kinda fat. Get back to my cultural practice. With access to open doors of blacks and angle of tax and back. With action, assassin, mastered my passion. I smack them and fool them with the nutrients. Compassionate and analyst, I select to protect, provide, project my prayer to the sky, to my God, Allah. One fire, Messiah, Jah, Rasta, Koganja. From off the puff, the bit, Allah, the Jedi, my Nobana seminar. Have you got the stamina to handle the unseen presences in my perimeter? Diminish the miniature, hate, I'll feature, I'll beat ya. Transform into a creature with shot. He just spit you out, do my rhyme. Every time I defeat your guy, mythical reaper and the hell gatekeeper. Why I keep strong? Body, flesh, and bone, my spirit free to roam. The place is unknown.